sides goes away, well and good. Otherwise, then he should lie down. So, when a person is angry, as we explained, then the more he allows his anger to flare up, opens his mouth, the hands start working, legs start working, then there is danger. So he has to break that anger, so he must sit down, calm himself down. If that doesn't work, then he must lie down. He must move away from the cause and the source of his anger. Because now shaitan can very easily influence him. So he doesn't want to end up into a problem. Deen doesn't want him to cause a problem for himself. As we explained very, very commonly, person gave talaq, person abused someone, person killed someone, all because of anger, road rage, breaking a person's item, damaging his vehicle, ending up in court, unnecessary headache after that, because he didn't control his anger. So he has to break his anger. So the prophetic prescription is, if you're standing, sit down. And if that doesn't work, then go and lie down. Ulama say, move away from the source of the anger. Hazrat Sulaiman ibn Surad radiyallahu anhu, he said, istabba rajulani anda nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two men had a verbal altercation, and this was in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of them became extremely angry to the point that his face went very red and his arteries and his veins in his neck started popping out. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at this person and he said, إِنِّي لَعَالَمُ كَلِمَةً لَوْ قَالَهَا لَذَهَبَ عَنْهُ ذَا. I know of some word that he can say, and if he says it, then all that effects of anger will disappear. And that is, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. The reason for this is because that is the effect of shaitan in him. Shaitan runs in the blood. So that is the effect. His body becomes hot. His face is going red, going out. So shaitan now is influencing him. The man can't think straight. Later on he regrets. So if he says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, then the effects of shaitan will be removed from him. So one person went to him and he told him, do you know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said now? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you say A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, then your anger will dissipate. So this person said, Amajnoonan tarani. Do you think that I am a madman? So the ulama say that it is possible he was a munafiq. That is why he responded in this manner. And some ulama say that he was probably a Bedouin that didn't have knowledge of Islam. He was a very ignorant person, because he didn't know the link between anger and shaitan. They understood that a person must read A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, and a person is mad, he's insane. So that is why he said, Am majnunan tarani. So some of the remedies Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given is, person should sit down or lie down, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. And the third remedy is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْغَضَبَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Anger is from shaitan. وَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ خُلِقَ مِنَ النَّارِ. And shaitan has been created from fire. وَإِنَّمَا تُطْفَأُ النَّارِ بِالْمَارِ. And fire is extinguished with water. فَإِذَا غَضِبَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَتَوَضَّعُ. When anyone becomes angry, then he should perform wudu. He should make wudu. He should cool himself down. And some people also, they will drink water also, so that the effects of that shaitan can be extinguished. So these are about three remedies that come from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, give us tawfiq.